as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
First Samuel, chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 11 before we begin the prayers. But before we leave here, you are going to pray for yourself. That is a surety. But we'll also dedicate some of the time to pray for the advancement of God's work. And my objective tonight is to establish the fact that kingdom focus is a master key. Kingdom focus prayers, okay? It's a master key to unlocking restoration in our lives. That if you can focus on the kingdom, it is a way that God can unlock a restoration, or God can provoke a restoration for your life. Hallelujah. Now, before we read the scripture, let me just give you a quick background. From chapter 1, you are all privy to the story of Samuel and the story of Hannah. Amen? And from chapter 1, you realize that the Bible says that there was a man called Elkanah who had two wives. Who had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. And the Bible says that Elkanah was a worshiper, was a Jew. So he always go to Shiloh. And Shiloh was a special place where they go to encounter God for miracles and signs and manifestation. They go for sacrifice and they go to worship. Year after year, they go to Shiloh. Like we come to travail. It is a special time set aside where we want to have encounter with the Lord. Amen? Or amen. So the Bible says that Elkanah every year goes to worship and to sacrifice. That is why in this church we believe in worship and sacrifice. For every time we meet, we believe in sacrificing to the Lord because it's part of it. Then the Bible says that Elkanah loved Hannah. And as I'm speaking, you are giving them the verses. Elkanah loved Hannah so much that he was always biased in his actions to favor Hannah. And Peninnah would usually cry and would usually feel unhappy, the unloved one. And that was strange because most people love their side chicks and their this thing done. The main person, they are kind of, but this time around, the main person was loved. And the second one who came rather was not really. So why, the question I kept asking, why did you go for her in the first place? I say that is the mystery of a man. Say the mystery of a man. Yeah. They always go for something that is less better than the original. They always go for something that has less. Sometimes you look at the slave queen, you see that the character is not good, or the madam is even more beautiful than the slave queen. And you wonder. But you say the Bible says that Hannah was favored and loved. Because of that, the Lord shut the womb of Hannah. And so Hannah lost her fruitfulness, her ability to make babies. And you see, this thing was not the first time God was doing that. God did the same thing to Rachel. When Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, Bible says that because Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, the Lord locked up the womb of Rachel. So it's very easy to understand this one if you know the story of Rachel. That's why the Bible captured it, that And because he loved her, he gave her a lot of things, and the Lord shut her womb. So it's because of the love. Excessive love. Amen. And so she lost it. And that's my emphasis, that she would have been fruitful, but she lost it. Because for all of us gathered here, there are things we believe we have lost that we are looking for. So Hannah's condition was a condition of losing something, losing fruitfulness, losing the ability to have her own children. And because of that, the rival kept pestering her, ridiculing her, mocking her, torturing her emotionally. If she tries to send one of the children, I said, you to give birth to your own children. Oh dear. Have you seen that thing before? If you've stayed in a compound house, if somebody doesn't have a child and tries to send your own child, they'll tell you also, oh dear. You know, so they were mocking Hannah year after year. And the Bible says that Hannah year after year was also going to the Shiloh, was also sacrificing year after year. Maybe you also been coming to the travail year after year, worshiping and sacrificing. That was the exact story of Hannah. But the Bible says that there was a particular year of the Shiloh that things turned around for Hannah. So I was asking myself that, okay, what was so different about this particular Shiloh that unlocked or restored the fruitfulness of Hannah? Unlike the other Shilohs that she had, because she was still giving offerings. In fact, Bible says that her sacrifices were bigger than Peninnah. The reason, because her husband loved her and gave her more sacrifices. Check it. And so she was sacrificing fat offerings, but she still did not get restoration. But something brought a change of story to Hannah's life. Something brought a restoration. And as I searched, I realized that the secret was what? Kingdom focus. Everybody say kingdom focus. Say kingdom focus. Every year she goes to Shiloh, it was about herself. But a certain year came that she decided that this time around, let it be about God. And that was the day that her yoke of barrenness was broken. I declare that this year, may it be your own Shiloh that will break your yoke of barrenness. May your own yoke of shame be broken. May your own yoke of shame be broken. Whatever is making people question God in your life, question your worship of God, that the Lord will turn it around. How do I know that? That it was kingdom focus. Because the Bible says that that particular year, she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maiden and remember me, like you prayed yesterday, remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. Amen. Oh, amen. That was all she said. Year after year, she was saying, give me a son. Give me a child. Don't you see how Peninnah is laughing at me? Don't you see how people are mocking me? Change my story. Change my story. The family don't respect me. Change my story. My mother is looking down on me. She's favoring my younger sister. Change my story. If these are your prayers, that was Hannah's prayers years ago. Self-centered prayers. Eradi shemien mo nyam na matamfu eninwu. That God should favor you so that your mother will know that, yes, can anything good come out of Nazareth? This is your motivation to shamify your mother. Those are self-centered prayers. If I do mommy sika pa, make children go for a pa, mumwe who say, boke nye swine. And your boke nye swine. God doesn't hear us. Self-centered prayers. But that year, she shifted from herself and she focused on kingdom. That was the difference maker. She said, if only you can give me a son, I will give you that child to become a priest. A child that no razor will come on his head. Like the way Samson was. Like a Rasta canon. That was how Samuel was. No razor will come on his head. And he shall be a priest. I'll give him to you. Now, why did Hannah pray that prayer? Why didn't Hannah say any other thing? Because chapter 2. Now go to the chapter 2. From verse 11. And everybody rise up and read with me. From verse 11. One, go. Then Elkanah went to his house at Ramah. But the child ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest. So by this time, God had given them that child they are going to give to him. Because they said they will give it to God, God has decided to give it to them. Because God was looking for a child. God himself needed a child around that time. And Hannah positioned with God. Verse 12, read, one, go. Now the sons of Eli were corrupt. Those who are going to become priests, they were corrupt. Those that the old man was about to hand over the anointing, the mantle, the priestly duties, they were of Belial. Bible says that they were of Belial. Belial means Satan. They had peace camp with Satan. That means God did not have a next generation priest. God was looking for a priest. Tell somebody, God is looking for something. There's always something God is also looking for. You are here for something. You've written your 5 prayer requests. I'm sure there is no single one that has to do with God. But God is also looking for something. Hallelujah. Tell the one by you, God is also looking for something. You are not the only person with a prayer request. God also has travel 25 prayer requests. Are you shocked that God also came to this travel with his own request? Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial, Satan. Read with me, one, go. They knew not the Lord. And what happened? And the priest custom with the people was that when any man offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come with a 3-pronged flesh hook in his hand while the meat was boiling. Now, they had a system of sacrifice. When people come to sacrifice, there is a way the priest harvests the sacrifice. Like when they bring offerings to the altar, there is a way the priest have there. They have a way. Maybe they come with a certain thing, then they come and collect it in a certain style. When you go to the Orthodox churches, they have a certain style where they walk like that and they receive. In charismatic, it's booga booga. But there is a way. So, over here, they had a certain custom of receiving the or how they handle the whole sacrifice. Verse 14. Then he would thrust into the pan or kettle, blah, blah, blah. So they did in Shiloh all the days of Israel or in all Israel. Go on, verse 15. Also, before they burn the fat, the priest would come and say to the man who sacrificed, give meat for roasting, blah, blah, blah. He's talking about the procedure. Just move on. And if the man said to them, they should really burn the fat, then you may take as much as your heart desire. He would then answer, no, but you must give it now. And if not, I will take it by force. So the sons of Eli, when they come, they don't allow the offerings and the sacrifices to be handled in the right way. It's like we are the general overseer's children. So like they just enter into the chapel, they see offerings, then they collect some, they go and buy okekari down there. I get what I'm saying. They did not respect that this is the altar of the Lord. Other people were afraid of this altar. But you see that the pastor's children, normally, they are not afraid of the altar. They are not afraid because they see their father standing on it. Watch it, even the children. You'll see that the children, they never play to this place, but my children would like to come here. It's a natural thing because they don't see. Once our daddy is playing there, to them I'm playing. They can come there. So these children were coming and picking the offerings and spend. So they were thieves. They were picking, it's not for them. They were just taking it. And God said, no, I cannot trust these people. And not just that, they were sleeping with the women. The ladies in the church. These two brothers, they killed the ladies and they were sleeping with them. And God was looking for a priest. Tell somebody, God is looking for a priest. And God said, I cannot use this wicked people. Sleeping with the ladies, taking the sacrifices, and abusing the altar. And so all that while God knew that the next generation is in trouble, and God was looking for a priest. And when Hannah also comes, Hannah is praying for a son for herself to show Peninnah that she is not, how do you call it? She's not barren. J. Kenneth, Jimmy, I've heard Ghana women say that. She said, Minya, the chief, what can they say? A man will say, Mimi, Dobrada, or something. You get it? So it means that I am fruitful, I'm fertile, I'm strong. No. And God said, you are only thinking about yourself. I'm also looking for a priest. I'm also looking because the people I have are not good enough. I'm also looking for a priest. So the Bible says that when she prayed and said, give me a son, I will give back to you. I will sacrifice the child. I won't keep the child in my house. I will give the child to you so that you will raise this child for him to become your next generation. Because I've seen that those who are in charge, they are thieves. And you are looking for a son. Say kingdom focus. Say kingdom focus. Now that was what broke the yoke of barrenness. And that was what would bring restoration to the fruitfulness or to the womb of Hannah. And tonight, if you are also going to take your mind off from your own personal things, at least for a while, tonight for a while, and take the position that Hannah took. And say, even though I came with my job issue, and I came with my marital issue, and I came with my financial issue, but for once, I think that God also needs something. God needs a soul. God needs people to be saved. God needs the chapel to be built. God needs the kingdom to be established. God needs a revival in his church, that you will put aside your needs for a while and pray for the kingdom of God. May God also cause your restoration to appear tonight. I said, may God cause your restoration to appear speedily. May God cause your restoration to appear speedily. The Bible says that verse 70, wherefore the sin of the young man was very great in the sight of God. And verse 18, but Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, gathered with lining effort. So Hannah met the need of the house of God by giving Samuel. She didn't keep Samuel in her house. She brought him as a child so that he can start serving before the Lord. And his mother was coming every year to give him food, money, clothes, so that he will not be a burden to the priest. Yet, he was not serving his mother. So his mother was still walking about in the house as if she doesn't have a child. For more than 5, 6, 7 years that he brought. He was still walking about as if he doesn't have a child. So God was testing her. That's kingdom what? Focus. Then the Bible said, verse 20, and Eli blessed Elkanah. Now watch it. And his wife. And said, the Lord give you seed. This is where the restoration was complete. The Lord give you seed of this woman, Hannah, for the loan which she has lent to the Lord. And they went unto their home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. So when she brought Samuel to God, she has met the need of God. And so God also visited her. God said, you have loaned the child to me. I'll give you more than you give me. Because whenever something is loaned to you, you pay with interest. So you have loaned 1 son to me as a priest. I'll give you more children. And God gave her 5 more children. I pray that as you are going to loan your 30 minutes to God, may God give you more blessings. As you are going to loan your 1 hour to God, may God give you more blessings. Whatever you are going to spend time to pray about tonight, as you loan it to God, may God also remember you. And may you have a restoration. May you be restored in every aspect of your life. Clap your 2 hands together for the Lord. Clap your 2 hands together. Hallelujah.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.